The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, November 2, 2023. The resolution presented by Cuba to request the end of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States was approved today by the General Assembly with 187 votes in favor. The tax supported for the 31st time received two votes against from the United States and Israel, and one member state from Ukraine abstained. The resolution recognizes the siege as the central element of United States policy towards Cuba for more than six decades. Its effects have not ceased for a single day and are known by 80% of the island's population, who only know a country with a blockade. The economic damages based on current prices exceed $159,084.3 million. The effects of the compendium of measures exceed $405 million per month, which is equivalent to $1 million every 2 hours. The report presented to the General Assembly by the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres recognizes the continuation of this policy against Cuba and its inclusion in the list of state sponsors of terrorism as actions incompatible with an international system based on law. The actions of the United States are a flagrant manifestations of the exercise of political and economic power in clear violation of human rights, including access to development. The effects of these provisions are as obvious as they are inadmissible, according to the Charter of the United Nations and the principles of international law, as the text also made available to member states. The magazine Vaccines published the results of the evaluation of the cellular response in children vaccinated with the heterologous scheme of Cuban vaccines, Soberana 2 and Soberana Plus, compared with natural infection. The article is entitled Comparative Immune Response After Vaccination with Soberana 2 and Soberana Plus Heterologous Scheme and Natural Infection in Young Children. This was announced through Facebook by Dagmar Garcia Rivera, Doctor in Pharmaceutical Sciences and Senior Researcher and Director of Research at the Finley Vaccine Institute, the center where this immunogen against COVID-19 was created. According to the expert, the publication recognizes that this is the first report of in-depth characterization of the cellular response induced by protein vaccines in children under 12 years of age. Dr. Garcia Rivera pointed out that with this, there are more than 25 scientific publications published between 2020 and 2023 associated with the clinical development of our vaccines. The Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, demanded at the United Nations the lifting of the blockade imposed by the U.S. government on Cuba, pointed out that it substantially and unjustifiably harms the people of the archipelago. On behalf of the organization, in a speech at the General Assembly, the representative of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Inga Ronda King, stated that this policy is contrary to international law. She added that the economic, commercial, and financial blockade is also contrary to the letter, spirit, purpose, and principles of the UN Charter and to the desire for peace of the peoples of the area, while it continues to be a major obstacle to the normal development of the largest of the Antilles. CELAC reiterates, she said, its unequivocal and unyielding rejection of measures and provisions contrary to international law, such as the Helms-Burton Act, its extraterritorial effects, and the increasing persecution of the island's financial transactions. It also opposes, Ronda added, the unjust inclusion of Cuba in the list of state sponsors of terrorism drawn up by Washington. The governments of Russia and Cuba signed a commercial and economic cooperation plan until 2030, forwarded to promote the growth of bilateral trade and an increase in investments. Deputy Prime Ministers Dmitry Chernyshenko and Ricardo Cabrisa signed the document, which is aimed at increasing commercial, economic, and scientific technical cooperation, stimulating the growth of trade and investments, and strengthening ties between business communities. The functionaries also examined bilateral projects, including the construction of solar power stations in Cuba, a full-cycle agro-industrial enterprise for the cultivation and processing of sugarcane, the production of fertilizers, as well as various infrastructures. Issues related to the development of tourism were analyzed, highlighting that over 60,000 Russian vacationers visited Cuba in the first half of the current year, which is increasing. And to allow this growth, the Russian Ministry of Transport will increase the number of flights up to 10 weekly by the end of the year. The 11th Congress of the Union of Cuban Journalists, UPEC, began in Havana this Thursday after an intense process of discussions and contributions from grassroots structures across the country. The two-day conclave gathers 275 delegates from different media at Havana's Conference Center under the slogan, "Changes, Yes, Revolutionary Changes." The meeting will begin with the first plenary session of the new National Committee, which will be presented to the participants, given its work mission for the 2023-2028 mandate. Essential issues such as the Cuban press in a network society, the professional development and training of journalists, and the UPEC of the 21st century will be discussed in three working commissions this Thursday. The Cuban Press Communication Map and the book, The Mise of Cuban Journalism, will also be presented during the Congress. The delegates will elect the new UPEC president for a five-year term. And the international agenda, we have that. The Argentine Minister of Foreign Affairs, Santiago Cafiero, confirmed the shipment of humanitarian aid for the civilians affected by the conflict between Israel and Palestine. The cargo will arrive in Egypt on Tuesday. In a press release, the Foreign Ministry stated that Cafiero discussed this issue by telephone with the president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Mirjana Spoljarić. This nation will provide supplies provided by the Ministries of Foreign Affairs, Health, and Social Development. In addition, a group of logistic specialists from the Argentine Agency for International Cooperation and Humanitarian Assistance, White Helmet, will travel. On the other hand, Cafiero expressed the immediate and unconditional need for the release of the Argentine hostages in Gaza and insisted on the importance that all parties respect international law and that there be an unimpeded flow of aid and personnel. The government of Argentina has called for the end of violence and condemned an attack by Israel forces on the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza. Meanwhile, the mayor of Montevideo, Carolina Cose, said that every day a scandal takes place in reference to the crisis that shook the government and caused the resignation of Foreign Minister Francisco Bustillo. The scandal started after the former Vice Chancellor, Carolina Ache, documented evidence that compromised Bustillo in the granting of a passport to the Uruguayan drug trafficker Sebastián Marcet, today a fugitive from justice. The WhatsApp audios in which the then foreign minister urges Ache to lose her cell phone to prevent justice from accessing incriminating conversations about the Marcet case are public today. Cose, a pre-candidate for the presidential and legislative elections of October 2024 said that the cell phone was not lost. What was lost was shame, and that every day a new scandalous fact emerges in the government. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.